This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We've got a WhatsApp message here from Nurlina who says, I read about the Grab plan yesterday and I also have the same question as Rich. Because we sometimes receive promo codes, if it cannot be used together with the plan, then we might be paying for something that we would get free or discounted anyway. But I have subscribed to the plan just to try it out. I'm not using Grab every day though, but I use both Grab Car and Grab Food. So it might benefit me, although maybe not as much as people who use it every day.
There you go. That's two of us who are in it and trying it out.
Yes.
Yeah, we also have a message from Jimny who says that Grab used to be very generous in their reward system and all. So all we need is not another Grab reward system, but a competitor to Grab. The 100 Ringgit Transport Initiatives is great if our transport system is well connected. At the moment, I don't see a big adoption on public transport yet. Face recognition on anything besides government-related establishments is a big no to me due to privacy. So I think that's about the second story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I like the fact that it's contributed to every story that we've done so far.
It's very holistic.
Yeah, Jimny, we have another story. In fact, we have two more stories that you can also contribute to if you'd like to win the chance of winning some Nala goodies. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is respond to the stuff that we're talking about. And the most interesting one, we will pick and we'll let you know towards the end of the show whether or not you've won the goodies. It's a travel kit. It's worth 200 ringgit. It's very pretty. All you have to do is get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Of course, the discussion today is revolving around how Grab are piloting a 50 ringgit subscription plan and the fact that the government are offering a 100 ringgit monthly unlimited rail and bus pass. We're talking about that. Would you use them? Have you subscribed to it? Why not? If so, let us know. Moving on. Story number three. Want electric cars? Ban new fossil fuel car factories.
Yeah, so we always talk about how different governments in different countries are trying to go electric or like eco-friendly and stuff, but none of them are actually implementing them as much as they should. But then when you go to China, this is why I've always said that the difference between China and other countries is that when China wants to do something, they just do something.
Yeah.
They do it like they basically announce something this week, but they've done it like 2 weeks ago. You know, so China has rolled out rules that basically stop investments in new fossil fuel car factories starting next year. The National Development and Reform Commission, which is China's top economic planner, said that the country won't allow new companies that only make such vehicles to be set up anymore. China is basically the biggest market for electric vehicles, and they have already taken huge steps to boost its electric vehicle industry, from restricting new ownership of petrol and diesel cars in cities to enormous subsidies for electric vehicles. So now, even the existing car makers that are already making these fossil fuel dependent cars, they will find it difficult to expand manufacturing capacity, because if they want to open factories or new processing plants and stuff, they will have to meet a bunch of new conditions that the government have put up, including showing their efficiency in using existing manufacturing capacity is higher than industry average, that they make more new energy vehicles or NEVs than the industry average, that they spend less than 3% of revenue on research and development, and are globally competitive among other requirements. So basically just a huge initiative to go fully electric.
Right.
And if you're not making electric vehicles, then you can't set up new factories anymore.
What was that? Was it Shenzhen we were talking about that we're going almost entirely electric, or somewhere near Shenzhen, I believe.
Yeah, with their buses, right?
Right,
yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. So that was one initiative. They just rolled out like electric buses before anyone knew that they did. And now they're doing this when they're saying that, okay, we want electric cars. So one way to sort of encourage that, if you want to do business in the car industry, then you just make electric cars. Because if you don't make electric cars, then you don't get to set up your factories.
This is like, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
or else.
It also just sounds so common sense, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if we want electric cars, just stop producing normal cars. Like, that's just like, it seems like someone should have figured this out a long, long time ago.
Well, I mean, one of the major manufacturers have said that by 2040 would be the last time that one of their petrol-based vehicles would roll off the production line. You know,
yeah,
20 years' time, guys.
Yeah,
so 20 years' time.
But it's always those things. It's like we were supposed to have electric cars like yesterday, you know, but then people are still going like, we'll get there by 2045 or whatever.
If you take Blade Runner as gospel, we should have been in flying cars by next year.
Next year.
Or Back to the Future like 2 years ago.
2 weeks' time, we should have been in hovercrafts.
Yeah,
going
So it's always those things. It's always like, yeah, you know, we'll move to like electric after my tenure as CEO finishes. finishes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you never do.
No, it never goes there. But I like, I know sometimes it's very controversial what China does. Like people debate if they should or they shouldn't, if it's, you know, if they're enforcing their rules on other people and stuff. But in this case, they want to get rid of pollution. They want to be eco-friendly. They are huge on the electric car thing. They know that their traditional cars, sales for their traditional cars are dropping. So they're like, okay, our next plan is to make electric cars. So just stop making the older ones.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else.
Or else.
Done.
That works.
Yeah, why not?
Well, if you can't do it, China can. Anyway, time to take a short break. Music coming up from the Stone Roses with Made of Stone. If you'd like to stand the chance of winning some of those Nana goodies, just get in touch. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. The discussion is about how Grab are piloting a 50 ringgit subscription plan, how the government are talking about this 100 ringgit monthly unlimited rail and bus pass. We want to know if you guys would use any of these services. Have you signed up for them? If so, why? If not, why not? Let us know. Music from the Stone Roses here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.